The other thing about this is that Yachting Solutions is a private enterprise. And Bill Morong is very effective. He's a very strong advocate for his project. And he does a very good job. I have a lot of respect for Bill as a businessman. But, you know, he's representing investors. He's representing out-of-town people who are putting big money into this project who want to make money on it. That's the reason why they're doing it. They're not doing it because out of some altruistic idea of what's best for Rockland. So they're asking basically to utilize public land when they want to extend that pier out, which in this example is 180 feet. They're asking to extend their facility out 180 feet to utilize public land. And when you look at the application that Yachting Solutions submitted in 2016 to obtain their big grant, in that application, and I'm going to quote from it directly, they're indicating that a big part of this proposal is based on creating a mega yacht facility. There's a need for a mega yacht facility. And reading from their own words, they want to create, I'm paraphrasing to some degree, infrastructure specially designed to accommodate mega yacht vessels. And in their own definition, it's vessels up to 250 feet. And those boats are very wide and they're very tall. However, these vessels have very specialized berthing requirements and highly discerning owners, clientele, captains, and crews that expect more than just, quote, a place to tie up. Under their purpose, and I'm going to read the whole paragraph, it's not very long, it says, the ultimate purpose of the proposed project is to establish Yachting Solutions Boat Basin as a unique destination marina in Rockland and jumping off point for transient boaters exploring the waters off the coast of Maine and Nova Scotia. Once the improvements are completed, the facility will be one of only a handful of facilities in Maine capable of properly accommodating mega yachts. I've been to every public presentation by Yachting Solutions. They haven't used the term mega yachts once, not once, that I can recall. In their application, they used the term 23 times throughout their application. And this is the mega yachts facility. They want to dredge it. They want to put in very big boats. And these big boats, they are not accommodating the average Joe or even the above average Joe. This is for the one percenters or maybe a fraction of the one percenters. So they're big boats that carry very, very few passengers. And this is going to accommodate them. So they're asking for the public land to be given over for this purpose. And when you look at the law, it basically states that in order for them to obtain the right to do this, there has to be some benefit to the public. In this instance, there's no benefit to the public. There's actually a detraction from the public interest. When you start weighing the two, you're benefiting, very few at the expense of a lot of people.